We're still at Building Perfect Council websites in the National Motorcycle Museum here in beautiful Birminghamshire. And I've been demonstrating our augmented reality stuff. And who am I talking to?
My name's Alex Lister, and I work in the communications department at Canterbury City Council.
So, Alex, I waved an iPad in front of you with lots of blobs floating around on it a few minutes ago. What did you make of these AR technologies? Can you see any use for them in a local government space?
I can see use for it. I first became aware of Layer as an app about a year or so ago. And I thought at the time, wow, this is the future. This is fantastic. And it was, as you said to me a little while ago, a wow thing. Having said that, since then, I haven't really opened the app more than once or twice. But that's probably because I personally don't have a practical application for using it other than to show off what a cool phone I've got. Having said that, if there was a tool available for property developers, whatever, to walk down a street and see planning applications, or for local neighbourhood watch groups to go and check the licensing conditions of local pubs on the high street, not only do I think that would be a really useful and good tool, I think it would be a good PR thing for local council. Make us look like we're at the cutting edge for a change rather than, I don't know, bringing up the rear.
I think it's... Someone said to me it's all very Robocop, so perhaps a stricter approach to enforcement of planning breaches, maybe. But I think there's this thing in here, isn't there, that councils have a responsibility to manage and produce very complex but important civic information, but it's often tied to place. And so how do you, in your current organisation, how do you display that place-based information?
Probably not very well. We, like all authorities, are struggling for money, and we don't have up-to-date systems. We have lots of really quite out-of-date systems, and as soon as you try and update one, it causes problems with the others. And so our place-based information, if it's simple, if it's parking, for example, currently we just do a Google map, which people, members of the community, can submit changes to, which can be approved by our parking officer. We're currently installing more detailed planning maps using the Local View Fusion system, which can show different layers based on what you tweak. And on some of our satellite websites, we may use a dynamically generated Google map, which is just places markers based on a Google query. None of this is actually particularly satisfactory, and I think we could do with a better system.
And so, from the sound of it, you might be producing some stuff with geocoding in and some GeoRSS feeds. Do you think there's something in that?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of... Well, the meeting this morning was saying, the council will be defined by its website more and more. And when we can create wow factor bits of kit that have a practical application, I think that's going to help the PR, at least, for the councils. And in terms of the type of practical applications that it can be used for, I think there's numerous ones that too numerous for any of them to actually come to my head right at the second.
But so it sounds like I might be able to find some GeoRSS in your site. So if I can pull out some geotag feeds, I can drop them into this thing we've developed, and I'll send a link. If we can get any of your stuff into AR, I'll send you a link. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Nice to speak to you.